turn to John chapter 10. If you don't, you can listen along. So I'm going to read a verse for you, but first I'll just introduce myself a little bit. My name's Levi. I'm from Halifax, Nova Scotia. Me and my friend Trevor are visiting Mitchell over here. Trevor's staying a little bit longer than I am. But I grew up in Halifax, and I grew up in a Christian home, so they took me to services like this all the time. And all my life, since I was a little kid, I heard about being saved. I heard about the Bible. I heard about how the Lord Jesus died on the cross. I heard about heaven and hell, and sometimes it made me scared. Sometimes I thought, I do not want to go to hell. And sometimes I was so scared I didn't know what to do with myself. And sometimes I would talk to preachers. Sometimes I would read the Bible verses that I'd learned in Sunday school, and I couldn't figure it out. It was extremely frustrating. And then I'd forget about it for a while, and then something else would happen. My brother would hit me, or I would be in school, or all kinds of things. Different things would happen. I'd be out playing and just go away from my mind. And that went on back and forth for many years. And one night I was sitting in a gospel service just like this, just another gospel service. And I remember the preacher, he said, stop worrying about what you had to do. He said, look to Christ, look to the cross. And so that was my problem. I was thinking about, how do I get saved? How do I figure this out? It was like a puzzle to me, like some kind of thing I had to solve. And I was just drowning in my confusion and in darkness. And God shone light into my soul that night. And the preacher said, stop worrying about what you have to do. Look to the cross. And in the church that I go to, back in Halifax, it still says this verse. It says, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And at that moment, I stopped thinking about everything else and just thought about that verse. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And I thought, hey, I'm a sinner. He came to save me. And so I don't have to save myself because he did it. He died on the cross. And so in that moment, just like that, I believed. And I trusted. I just, oh, okay, I don't have to do anything. That's amazing. And he saved me. And then I thought, no, it can't be that easy. I didn't see any flashing lights or anything. Maybe that's what you're expecting. Maybe if you're here tonight and you're not saved, maybe you want to be saved. Maybe you've heard about it before, and maybe you're expecting God to do an amazing, miraculous thing. But it wasn't like that for me. I just realized that he saved me and how much I had changed. Afterwards, when I read the Bible, it came alive to me, and I understood it. And God started to speak to me through his word. And I started to have new desires to be with the Christians and to live for God. And I'm going to tell you about abundant life tonight. And that's what God gave me. He gave me abundant life. And so I've had lots of struggles since then. It's been bumpy roads sometimes, but it's worth it. It's a full life. And God wants that for you. And so that's what we're preaching tonight. We want you to be saved as well. So I'm going to read you one Bible verse in John chapter 10. John 10 and verse 9. So this is the Lord Jesus speaking. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. So think about that last verse. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. So I have one question for you tonight. One question. Do you have a shepherd? Do you have a shepherd? Someone to take care of you. Someone to guide you in life. Someone to protect you. Do you have a shepherd? Well, it kind of begs the question, do you need a shepherd? Right? Maybe you think you don't need a shepherd. Well, the Bible says that we're like sheep. And I know that sometimes that sounds like a bit of an insult. If I went around and asked everyone tonight and asked you, what's your favorite animal? Some people might say a tiger. Some people might say a gorilla. Some people might say a shark. The cool ones, you know? Not very many people would say a sheep. Sheep don't have claws. They can't run fast. They don't really do anything cool. But they have one thing that a lot of animals don't have. they have a shepherd. They have a shepherd. So the Bible says we're like sheep. And sometimes that's hard to accept. Because sometimes we think, I don't need someone to guide me. I don't need anything. But when you think about it, you really do. Everyone needs someone to look to, a role model. Everyone needs someone to follow. Everyone needs someone to protect them. So, sometimes people would say, oh yeah, they're just a bunch of sheep. And what they mean is, those people, they don't know what's going on in the world, they're just blindly following. But you know, someone might say, oh, those people that listen to CNN news, they're all a bunch of sheep, they don't know what's going on. But those people that apparently are sheep, they'll look over at the people that watch Fox News, and they'll say, ah, they're just a bunch of sheep, they don't know what's going on in the world. The truth is, that's what we're all like. Every one of us, we might have different perspectives in life, we might have different upbringings, but we're all looking for someone to follow, looking for something. And the reason is God made us that way. God made us as moral creatures. And if you read in Genesis 1, it says that God made us in His image. And He made us to have a relationship with Him. But because of Adam and Eve, that relationship was cut off. You remember the story about Adam and Eve? God told them, don't eat from that tree. And they did. They said, we don't need God to tell us what to do. And they took it. And sin entered the world. And it says that death and sin spread to everyone after that. So we're all under sin. So we're created to have this relationship with God, and now we're missing that. So we're looking for something. The Lord Jesus came to restore that relationship, to be the shepherd that we needed. You know, in Matthew chapter 9, you read that He had compassion on them. He was teaching, and there was all these crowds coming to Him. People were starving for someone to follow, someone to lead them. And they heard about this Lord Jesus. He's healing. He's teaching things we've never heard before. And there's these crowds and crowds of people. And it says that the Lord looked out on the crowds, and it says He had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. Like sheep without a shepherd. They were harassed like sheep. Harassed and helpless is actually what it says. Like sheep without a shepherd. And that's kind of how the Lord looks out on our world today. Every single one of us. He looks on us with compassion because we're like sheep without a shepherd. Everyone has different ideas. Some, maybe they're following one person or they're following an idea, and they all find that in the end it doesn't give them what they're looking for. But the Lord Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives His life for the sheep. You see, He talks about hirelings and He talks about thieves. Maybe you're following some kind of ideology or some person or maybe a community, and you think, this is what I need. This is what I need. This is good in my life. And maybe it is good. But none of those people would do what the Lord has done for you. The Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross to die for us. So I'll ask you again, do you have a shepherd? Do you have a shepherd? Think about it. You know, sometimes when you look out into the world, you think, man, this thing is out of control. There's all kinds of crazy things going on in the world. And it seems like we're headed towards something significant. Power is being conglomerated in the world. It seems like we're going back to the days of the Tower of Babel. That's what God didn't want. And actually, if you read in the Bible, it says that in the end times, the world will become like in the days of Noah. Violence and the evil forces uniting against God. And that's what we're seeing in the world today. We could be very close. And so this is an urgent matter. You need to think, do you have a shepherd? What would happen if the book of Revelation, those events in the book of Revelation started to happen right now? Everything that we read. Would you have a shepherd? Would you have someone to keep you? Would you have someone to go to? Someone to guide you? That's what the Lord Jesus offers. Do you have a shepherd? In Luke 15, we read about one lost sheep. This is amazing. There, the Lord Jesus tells a parable to illustrate what I'm talking about. He says, imagine if there's 100 sheep, and they're all safely inside the fence. And then there's one sheep that gets away. He said, a good shepherd, he would go and look for that one sheep. A bad shepherd, he might say, I still have 99. It's okay. Right? But a good shepherd, he cares for that one sheep. And that's how God looks at each one of you. That's how he looked at me. When he was seeking me and he saved me. And that's the same way he looks at you. And it says that there's rejoicing in heaven over one sinner that repents. Even one. Maybe you think, nobody cares about me, no one knows who I am. You might be right. I feel like that's too sometimes. But the Lord cares about you. The Lord knows who you are. He's calling you. He wants to save you. He wants to be your shepherd. So we read also in John chapter 10 that the Lord Jesus is seeking, that he's calling his sheep. He's calling by name. It's not that he's just going out into the world and saying, I want everyone to be saved, although that is true. He's saying, I want you to be saved. I want you to be saved. He's calling you. He says, I lay down my life for you. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I was going through a really hard time. Christians go through hard times, too. And it was so dark. My life was just so dark. And the Lord spoke to me in a similar way as when I was first saved. You know what he said to me? He said, Levi, I am your shepherd. And it just hit me like a ton of bricks. Because I realized, yes, it's true. But, you know, I'm someone who struggles with a lot of doubts, a lot of confusion. I tend to overthink things. And he said to me, Levi, I am your shepherd. I care about you individually. And I said to him, that sounds really great, but how do I know it's true? You can see my lack of faith. I said, how do I know it's true? And this is all happening at the Lord's Supper, where we take the bread and the wine to remember his death. And he said, look, there's the proof. There's the proof. The Lord Jesus died for you. He laid down his life. He is the good shepherd. And it's the same for you tonight. The same for you. You might say, that sounds great to have a shepherd. Where's the proof? How do I know it's true? You read in his word, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. So we read about how he came into the world. He was falsely accused. He suffered immensely at the cross. We read about these dark hours where God punished the Lord Jesus for my sin and your sin. And we read that he called out in his suffering. He called out, my God, why have you forsaken me? And then we read that he cried out at the end of everything. He cried out. He said, it is finished. What did he mean? The payment has been paid. The debt of sin has been paid. We owed a debt to God for our sins. The Lord Jesus paid that debt. He said, it's finished. It's paid in full. And then he willingly gave up his life. Three days later, he rose again to prove that he did pay for the sins, to prove that he is the Son of God, to prove that there's hope beyond death. The Bible says the whole world is subject to death, in bondage, under the fear of death. Every one of us, we know we're going to die someday. And that strikes fear into us. But the Lord Jesus came and he destroyed that fear. He destroyed death because he rose from the dead. And we can trust in him, knowing that even if we go through death, he will bring us through the other side. He's the shepherd that will even bring us through death. And he said, I have come to give life and to give it abundantly. Remember he said about the thief? The thief comes only to kill and steal and destroy. And that's what the devil wants to do in your life. He does. God loves you, and because of that, Satan hates you. He wants to destroy you. He destroys some people's lives with suffering and with depression and with hard times. He destroys other people's lives with riches and with friends and with wisdom and success. He can use all these things that are meant for good to bring you down and to distract you and to lead you astray. But the Lord Jesus said, I have come to give them life and to give it abundantly. And like I've been saying, I'm not going to sugarcoat it for you. When you believe in Jesus Christ, you still have problems in this world. But you have someone with you in the problems. In the hard times, in the distress, you have a shepherd. And sometimes the shepherd calls you to do things that you might not want to do. But it's good. It's good for us. And so the Lord Jesus wants to be your shepherd. He wants to give you abundant life. Eternal life. The Lord Jesus said, this is eternal life, to know God and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. We can live a life here and hereafter where we know God, where we have a relationship with God, like we were supposed to in the beginning. That's what the Lord Jesus does. He brings us back. And so, I'd like to leave you with just a verse from Psalm 23. You've probably all heard it before. Maybe you haven't. But it's a beautiful psalm. It says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Trust Christ tonight. Take him as your shepherd. Thanks for listening.